There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. By his stripes we are healed. By his nail-pierced hands we're free. By his blood we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all. It all. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me, and death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. By His stripes we are healed. By His nail-pierced hands we're free. By His blood we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. Yes, He did. He has won the freedom. Jesus has won it all. It all. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, You have won it all for me, and death could not hold You down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Our God is risen. He is alive. He won the victory. He reigns on high. Our God is risen, He is alive. He won the victory, He reigns on high. He loves us, oh how He loves us. Oh how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. seated in majesty. You are the risen King. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Thomas Kalen. God bless you. Thank you so much. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have won the victory. Thank you so much, Thomas Kalen, allowing God to use you once more and again this morning, just worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And breaking every chain, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Minister Simone, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And with the love of the Lord in your heart, we so love and appreciate you both, women of God. Thank you for allowing God to use you both this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. It's storming outside, but that's okay. It's sunshining in the house because Jesus is here with us. Thank you for allowing God to use you coming forth in this telecommunication sanctuary hour this semester's call. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Standing on God's word, Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now we definitely have a website you can go to 24/7. That website is themasterscall.net. That's the masters with the S, call.net. You'll see all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And you would notice that the theme for this year is in 2022. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Glory to God. That's something to dwell on. And we're so thankful to God for Dr. Vanessa giving us, allowing God to use her, giving us that theme for this year. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry. It's a safe place. You can greet, as Minister Simone did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a song in your heart. God has blessed you with a beautiful voice. Share it here. And then you may even have a word from the Lord. And we are so thankful that God has allowed many to come forth and stand tall in him, giving us a word from on high. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa would gladly get in touch with you. Now, what brought most of us together here is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which has been established well over 33 years, and it is going strong as Artists Life. And we have Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon, who started this company and is now coming back, going strong, and continuing to empower people with these awesome products. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. But not only that, there is a call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call called the Morning Motivational Call, and today is Wednesday. So what do we get today? It's called Awareness Wednesday with our phenomenal Diamond President of I call him Captain 81 now, since that's what Papa has given him, Captain 81, Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, and his beautiful wife, our certified health coach, Queen Victoria Flanagan. Get on that call, and you'll get great information on what they're sharing today. That number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. All right, well, listen, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic woman of God who always brings it when she comes. She just allows God to use her. She was born in New York City, but she currently resides in San Antonio, Texas. She has been on the series Count It All Joy. And the last time you heard, she was talking about counting it all joy and just abiding in his word, dependent on him, allowing God to use you. And she is an electrical engineer. She is a prophet. She is a mother, a daughter. She is a sister. She is a leader, especially on her job. People love her there. She stands on God's word, Jeremiah 29:11. She also has a wonderful son who we are so excited about because God is doing great and wonderful things in his life. His name is Christopher. We love him just like her. And she is a woman, an author who has given her first book, When God Burst the Ministry. And we're awaiting others to come forth in the near future. She is definitely a co-founder of Sister Serving Sisters with Yours Truly. And I love serving with her. I thank God for her being in my life. And I know you're thankful for her being a part of yours. I'm introducing to some and presenting to others none other than Prophet Kai Brown. I will now pray, and then the next voice you will be that of Prophet Kai Brown. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being so awesome. And Lord, you definitely have won the victory for all of us. We thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Piccola bringing this call day by day for 11 and a half years. We thank you that you continue to empower them day by day. We ask you, Lord God, to have your way in this telecommunication sanctuary. Anoint the word of the mouthpiece this morning, oh God. Anoint her in such a manner, Father God, that we will all receive what you have for us this morning to start our day and to be obedient to your call. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord, making rich and adding no sorrow. We asking you, Lord God, that you allow us and open our hearts and our minds to hear and to be obedient to your calling, but not only that, just to be doers and let others see you dwell within us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call, and we asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this day will be one of the best days ever in their lives. From this day forward, we give your name praise, we give your name glory, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. I'll turn it over to Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi queen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that warm introduction, and thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Piccola Roberts, their yes is why we can be here each day to hear a word from God. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the amazing Trinity. Now, we're going to get into the Word, and we're starting a new Word today, not a new series, but a new Word in the series. It is Counted All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is getting wisdom. The assignment is getting wisdom. So we're going to start off with James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. And that comes from, that comes from the English Standard Version, but we are also going to read it from the Passion Version, which you all know is one of my favorite, the Passion Translation, which is one of my favorite. And if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see you lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. I'm going to read that again from the Passion Translation. And if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see you lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. See, God does not want us walking around lacking wisdom. He doesn't want to scold us over our failures, but he wants to overwhelm our failures with his generous grace. See, God wants to give us wisdom. He wants us to be wise. And all we have to do is ask him for the wisdom. How do we get wisdom? We ask God for it. He tells us in James 1 and 5, if any of us lacks wisdom, ask God. Let him ask God. He will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. So all we have to do is ask God for that which we need. Understanding the assignment is getting wisdom. There is a clear step to how we do that. If any of us lacks it, if any of us lacks wisdom, let him ask God. See, this is clear cut and straightforward. God does not leave us in the dark about how we go about doing it. There is no question about how we go about fulfilling this assignment. There is a clear-cut answer to how we get wisdom. We ask God. He made it plain. He didn't make us have to figure it out. There is no uncertainty about how we go about doing this. But then I pose the question to all of us. Why don't we have the wisdom we need for every day? Why don't we have the wisdom we need to get through each and every situation and circumstance that we go through? If he's made it as plain as he has, what's happened? Where have we fallen short? Why have we not chosen to obtain the wisdom that we need to make it through every circumstance we need wisdom for? Proverbs 4 and 7 says, the beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever you get understanding. Do we not understand that we need to get the wisdom to go through every situation and circumstance? Is it not clear to us that we need to seek God in all that we do? Seek ye God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So where is it that we are all falling short? So we really need to stop and take a moment to just really do some self-check. And really take some time to evaluate where we each are individually. Is it that we haven't gotten to James 1 and 5 in our Bible reading? To know that if any of us lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given unto him? Have we just not gotten to that place in the Bible where we know that? Or is it that we don't trust that God gives to each of us liberally, that he is without, that it is, you know, doesn't matter who we are, that he will give it to us? What is it? Do we not feel worthy that God will give it to us? He is not a respecter of persons. What is it that we have not taken James 1 and 5 to heart? See, we've got some evaluating to do. See, we've got to count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is getting wisdom for every situation and circumstance that presents itself to us. Proverbs 16:16 says, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. See, are we seeking riches rather than understanding and wisdom? Are we running after money rather than wisdom and understanding? See, would we rather be rich in things than the wisdom of God? Do we have our priorities skewed and out of whack? Are we running behind the wrong things first? Have we made the decision to seek the things of the world instead of the things of God? And if that's the choice we've made, then that's the choice we've made. And then we should understand why our lives are going crazy. And the cares of the world are overwhelming us. If that's the choice we've made. And then when those things overwhelm us, then we can't, you know, wonder why the cares of the world are overwhelming us. Then we just have to say, okay, God, I understand why these things are overwhelming me. Because I have chosen to put the things of the world before the things of God. My choice. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. See, when we put all of those things first and we take pride in all of that first, then comes the disgrace and then comes the struggle and then comes the stress. But with the humble comes wisdom. When we put God's things first, and we humble ourselves and we allow him to order our path, that wisdom comes. We just have to make the choice. Proverbs 19 and 20, listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom for the future. Psalms 111 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding. His praise endures forever. See, we can scroll through hundreds of scriptures in Psalms and Proverbs and gain scriptures on wisdom. But we have to make a choice to count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is getting wisdom. And we have to choose that getting of wisdom and make it a priority. Because if we comb the scriptures and make that a priority, understanding and getting wisdom a priority, God will take care of the rest of the things that we need. Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One, insight. If we make it a priority, getting wisdom the priority, God will take care of the rest of it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Yes, the desires of your heart will change, and it will line up with what God desires for you, but he will take care of the rest of it. If we make his business the priority, getting wisdom the priority, getting understanding the priority, God will take care of the rest. But are we making him the priority? Or are we making our worldly cares the priority? Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is getting wisdom. But are we making it the priority? What's the first thing you do every morning when you get up? What's the first thing I do every morning when I get up? Are we making it the priority? What's the last thing we do before we close our eyes at night? Are we making it a priority? Do we spend time during the middle of the day? Are we making God a priority? Are we seeking wisdom? Or is it just, I'll give God 5 minutes here, I'll give him 5 minutes there. Are we really prioritizing God in our lives? Are we counted all joy? Or is it just something that we do when we, have 5 or 10 minutes here or there? We've got to make some choices. We've got to make some choices. And I pray Colossians 1 and 9 over my TMC family every day. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I pray that over the TMC every day. See, because I understand the assignment. Count it all joy, understand the assignment. The assignment is getting wisdom. We have to choose to get wisdom. We have to choose to get understanding. We have to choose to be about Daddy's business. And if we truly want to walk this thing out according to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan, we have to choose to get wisdom. We can't walk this thing out without wisdom. We can't do this without the wisdom of God. See, this thing is getting more real every day. And we can't do this without the wisdom of God. But we've got to make the choice to do what he tells us we have to do to get the wisdom, and that is James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives it generously to all without reproach, and he will give it to him. But will you ask him for it? Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is getting wisdom. So that's my time for today. I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Prophet Kai, for giving us that powerful word. Hallelujah. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment, getting wisdom. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And we say hallelujah, Lord, because you have truly won the victory. Let's pray over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Because, Lord God, you told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. We thank you, Lord, that you are one who watches over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father God, for your word that has been brought forth this morning to remind us, Lord God, we got to seek you. And when we seek you, Father God, and ask for wisdom, we will get it. You're nowhere short on your word. And we thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you, Father, personally for just bringing me into the fold, thinking and loving on me, loving on each and every one of us, because your love conquers all. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord are yea and amen, and that you are given glory, Father God, as we seek you daily. Thank you, Lord God, for this word that have been brought forth for Lord God. Even in these dark times and in these dark hours, Lord God, you are the light of the world. And we thank you, Father God, that as we seek the light, Lord God, you are more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or even think. Thank you, Lord God, for the love of Jesus Christ Almighty. Thank you, Father God, for blessing each and every person on this call. Thank you, Lord God, for healing those that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus. Anthony, Sandy, Dr. Pecola, Link, Eleanor, Big Girl Taryn, Mother Lucille, Champ, Jerry, Jackie, Leonard, Leroy, Minister Cynthia, Mother Margaret, Tina, BJ, Leroy Archibald, Devola, Pastor Lavona, Irene, Marquis, Wanda, Uncle Herman, Aunt Joyce, and other Aunt Joyce, Grandma Beatrice, Daryl, Gary, Miracle, Katie, and William McKeel, Patricia, Makai, Sonia. Lord, there are so many on our list, Lord God, but you, oh God, are the Almighty God. You're Jehovah Rapha, and we thank you for healing, touching, and anointing, and breaking every yoke, loosing every chain in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, for touching the bereaved families. Lord God, the Pope family, the Gary Cooper family, McDonald family, the Bowles family, and there are others, Lord God. You know who they are. We ask that you put your loving arms around them, Father God. Let them know that the peace that surpasses all understanding, not just some, all understanding, is with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give your name praise, we give your name glory, because you are El Shaddai all by yourself. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the next call, you definitely want to get on it. is the Morning Motivational Call, where it is Awareness Wednesday with our dynamic Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And today's topic is diabetes. Diabetes. You want to get on that call. 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much again, Minister Simone, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. Thank you so much, Minister Kalen, Psalmist Kalen, allowing God to use you. And she's our youngest, you guys, and we love upon her. We thank God for her. Thank you for allowing God to use you, dear. And thank you, Prophet Kai, for this powerful, powerful message this morning. Please come back and close us out with the benediction.
And thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. We just love you, love you, love you. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us to come together for such a time as this to receive a word from you. Lord, we ask that you continue to just be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we ask that you continue to guide us and to continue to allow us to seek your wisdom and your righteousness, Lord. Lord, we love you and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. My TMC family, continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.